The school must teach you in every area so that at every point we challenge that which is termed your altered ego, who is always quick to make you lazy, that is always quick to excuse your behavior, that's always quick to make you a dishonest and immoral creature. Because dishonesty and immorality are the aspects of capitalism. They are the aspects of survival. Everyone is wretched for a reason. And so the personality, the altered ego, the antichrist, the altered Christ, is one that is concerned about its own small little body. Its small little concerns, what it eats, how it looks, how much it's going to be touched, where it lives, what it has, who it's with, who it's not with. Those are strong, emotional, chemical, fundamental elements to humanity. And along the way, the teaching must come so as to bring a revolution in one's life, which we call change. And the revolution is that we revolt against our limitations. And that we must have enough information and enough support and indeed enough truth that we can bring about such a marshaled revolution so as to take the personality as a wild steed and to tame it so that the Holy Spirit can ride it instead of the other way around. See, the blind personality is like a wild horse. And it goes here and there, is sort of a stupid creature. It will run itself to death just to get what it wants or to run from fear. It'll run itself to death. In the end, it dies anyway. The human creature is the same creature. We do not want to destroy the personality in a school of mastership, but we want to revolutionize it. To bring about a revolution to where the personality is exactly the mouthpiece of the spirit, and that they're not enemies, that they are one and the same entity, so that the Holy Spirit can ride the body without objection and victimization. Because many of you are victims to the concept of being masters, and you intentionally make yourself that. Pity. Pity. You suffer so that your personality can come back and say, well, I'm doing this to become a master, but I'm really suffering. Suffering is unnecessary when you realize the rules. Now, I am Ramtha. I love my personality. I've never apologized for it. Nor would I trade it in for anyone else's, because it took a lot of life to make it, to tame it, to humble it, to resurrect it. And when I drink wine by the barrels, I have no image, just Ramtha. Little difference here. In revolutionizing the altered ego into the sublime steed of the Holy Spirit, it takes a lot of work. And many of you are at a disadvantage. Many of you are at a greater advantage. Those that are at a disadvantage prize their image more than they do their spirit. And you say, well, how would I know that? It's so simple. Just look at the priorities in your life. And what do you live for every day? What do you think about every day? What are you scheming about every day? Where is your mind every day? That tells you where it is. Now, that means your personality and altered ego is stronger than your spirit. That's the saying that says that spirit is weak and the body is strong. Then there are those people who have a very strong spirit and a very weak body. That doesn't work either. We call those people martyrs. What we want here is a confluence of personality and spirit, that they're the same thing. Rule clear. There is no deception. There is no aggregate. There is no lack, and there is no past. There is only this present. You see what you get. And that's what it is. Now, that is what the school is about. And it is fundamentally important that you change. But I have never asked any of you to change without sufficient knowledge to be honest about, so that you could have the ability to go forward into change. Change is important. Unless you do that, you will never be balanced. Because until you are balanced with your personality and your spirit, that they are the same thing, you are not going to make the steps to the master.